Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now I'm going to give you a challenge here. Could you go a day a week without spending any money at all? The no spend challenge is the viral trend that involves buying nothing for a day each week. Just one day. But how difficult is it? Well, journalist Joel Snape took on the challenge. Tell us about it, Joel.
So I decided to do, I guess, what's the difficult version of the challenge, because I'm, as a sort of work from home type, I don't spend any money quite a lot of days of the week anyway. I don't buy lunches out and things. So I decided to do it on Saturday, which is usually the day I take my son out to a swimming lesson, and then we, you know, run around town buying things. So so as soon as I told him I was doing it, his reaction was like, "You must be joking." and then we had to sort of move forward from there.
So your six-year-old, I can identify with that. I have one of those and two more. And they will spend your money quicker than you could ever imagine. So I'm very familiar with that, particularly the swimming lessons. They end and there's suddenly rewards and treats and buns and everything seems to be there in situ waiting for them. So how do you get around those moments when he's probably used to getting some reward after the swimming or picking up some treat?
Yeah, so that was a real tricky thing. I had to talk to him about it beforehand, and then I just basically went out on Saturdays, kind of laden down with stuff. So it was quite fun the first week, you know, because I packed a picnic and things, and then you know, in sort of subsequent weeks, I had things planned. The thing that really came home in the challenge, I think, is how few spaces there are in, you know, public life these days where you're not really expected to spend any money. So fortunately, in Bath, the town where I live, there's quite a nice library, and they put out board games on Saturday. And, you know, and obviously we're surrounded by lovely parks. So when it's sunny, great, it's a really easy challenge to do. But when it's when the weather's not so good, which it isn't a lot of the time in Bath, it got a bit tricky.
And you'll have exactly the same thing here in Ireland. I mean, the weather's a huge factor, because when you need to entertain kids, suddenly you're into fun centres and all of those indoor activities that is going to cost you money.
Exactly. So I think, and also it being the height of summer, the one thing I couldn't really pack was ice creams. He loves a little, you know, ice cream cone, and I think he's trying to work his way through every different flavour at our local shop over the course of the next few months. So that was a bit of a blow. So about 3 weeks in, I was like, we've got to the point now where I think I need to start giving you pocket money so that you can, you know, you can spend it on what you want. And that, I guess, technically doesn't count as me spending money. I stayed very disciplined, personally. I was bringing out my own coffee and a thermos and all of that kind of business.
Yes, you had prepared and packed. The pocket money thing is very interesting because it gives them a little bit of financial independence. And I often find sometimes they suddenly will pull back on things that they'll happily let you spend money on, but they won't spend their own money. So I think that's a really good lesson, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a really interesting thing about it is, yeah, as soon as he was spending his own money, you know, because we'd go into the toy shop, or we go into the toy shop now, and he'll go, "Oh, can I have this?" And I'll be like, "Well, you've got enough for it. Yeah, sure." And then suddenly he's like, "Oh, do I want this?" I will say that his favorite thing that he bought during the entire last month is a little ball of elastic bands that he got from Poundland that I think has given him more entertainment than any toy I've ever bought him. So
there you go. It's like
probably a lesson there.
Yeah, absolutely there is. It's the silly little throwaway thing that becomes the big thing. Another very good point, and I really like this, and it's a lesson to me and probably lots of other people. You sat down and carved out some time to edit your streaming subscriptions and all of those apps that you might have signed up for, maybe purposely or accidentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone has this experience where they go, "Oh, well, that one's, you know, it's only £5 a month, or it's, you know, it's whatever." And then you actually look at it and you're spending about 40 quid a month on various streaming platforms. So, yeah, I had a little prune, and I'm doing the thing now that I think some people do where you get in a rotation. So you're like, "I'm just going to watch all of the things I want on Apple TV or whatever, cancel it for a couple of months and watch a bit of Disney and take things that way." So seems to be working out so far.
Yeah. You make the point as well, which is so true, that it's so easy to sign up or buy now, and not so easy to cancel or opt out of these things.
Yeah, I genuinely think that it should be like, one thing that I really found was that obviously signing up to anything, they make it as easy as they possibly can. Mm. And then the worst offender I found was the PlayStation Store's like online membership. I think you have to go through about six menus to find the cancel button. And I actually had to go online and find like a walkthrough of how to do it. And I really do think that you should have to make the cancel as easy as the sign up. There should be some sort of law in place.
It's very true. Yeah, you can be sent around the houses trying to opt out or unsubscribe or whatever it is. So is it about, you know, you obviously have to move around on these no spend days, but you've prepaid a bus ticket or you're packing your lunch. Is that the general gist of this whole challenge, that you're preparing for it and that you're armed with the food and the drinks that you might need rather than frittering money away on the move?
Exactly. And, you know, as much as anything else, I think, you know, so we were packing lunches and we were, you know, on the bus tickets. I was either, you know, getting a lift from somebody or yeah, you know, we're quite close to town, so we can walk it sometimes. But I think the main thing about it really was that it kind of works. It's like it's almost like a reset on your spending habits, right? So there was all this stuff that I was just accustomed to buying every week, and it just, you know, becomes a habit. And before you know it, that's up to, you know, 20 quid a week or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think even though I've gone back to spending money on Saturdays now, it did make me take stock of some of that stuff and go, oh, okay, maybe, you know, I don't need a cinnamon roll every single Saturday morning, or, you know, I can bring my own coffee to the swimming bath. That's fine.
Yes, it's a reset, exactly as you say, and maybe changing small habits rather than restructuring your whole life. So how long did you do it for, Joel?
I did a month of Saturdays.
A month of Saturdays.
4 days, yeah.
And pulling focus on that spending, how much did you save over the four Saturdays, do you think?
I think, well, if you factor in the fact that I probably treated the family to a couple of quite expensive board games afterwards, that's a whole other thing. like, I think with that sort of taken out, probably about £100.
£100 over four Saturdays. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Do you know what? I don't think I would do that exact thing again, because I think one thing I didn't like about it was that it, obviously the temptation is to go, well, I've saved all this money from, you know, not spending money in town. I'm going to treat myself during the week while I'm sitting at home in front of my computer. But what that obviously does is means you're funneling money to like online corporations who aren't necessarily like making your city a nice place to live. So I would rather spend my money on, you know, like supporting local cafes, and like we have a board game shop in our city, which is absolutely lovely. The staff are delightful. You know, so I would rather be supporting that kind of thing and curtail my spending on like online stuff, really. So that's, need to work out a system for doing that.
So ultimately, in terms of your conclusions, online, you're tightening your purse strings and you're not being as hasty with that buy now or sign up button.
Mm-hmm.
And modern life kind of siphons money away from you so easily, doesn't it? Especially off your phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's really designed to be frictionless online, isn't it? Like, people spend an awful lot of time and sort of design effort making decisions easy to make for you when it comes to buying stuff. So I think I saw a bit of financial advice the other day where somebody was going, if you're thinking about a purchase that is more than 1% of your yearly income, wait 3 days before you buy it. And I was like, 1% of my income? I wait 3 days before I buy like an expensive hardback book these days. Yeah. But that's kind of how I'm trying to curtail my online stuff. I pretty rarely hit the buy it now button. I try and at least give it a day or something to marinate.
Yes, and that's exactly it. Let it marinate. Just take a few days before you actually click that button. Even that is a little reset for all of us, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Brilliant. And you're still going to enjoy the odd ice cream in the park because life is too short, right?
Oh, the boy is absolutely back on his ice cream project. Yeah, he's having a great time and I do occasionally join him.
Yeah, and the pocket money is a great lesson, actually. I'm going to do more of that. Joel, a pleasure to chat to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for talking to me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.